Gary Boy, that's got to be a bitter pill to take today.
Very much so. I mean, from the result point of view, we're very disappointed. From the performance and the way we played, then I would say that's probably one of our best performances. We created several chances, and to go in at half-time 0-0 is incredible, really. We hit the bar. We have a couple of great other opportunities. I think there was one cleared off the line, and like I say, we've got done today by switching off from a set piece ourselves, which is the frustrating bit for me. And then obviously there's a couple of major incidents in the second half that have ultimately cost us.
Come to them in a minute. Going back to that first half when the performance was very good, did you get the feeling that when the chances didn't go in and you didn't turn around with a lead, it would come back and bite you?
No, not at all. We kept demanding that the players played in that manner and played in that way. And I think you saw that in the second half again. And we made changes to, you know, obviously they scored, so we made changes to try and get back in the game. And all three, you know, sort of like made a contribution to the game one way or another.
Talking of the big decisions, do you feel that you didn't quite get the rubber of the green on any of the big moments today?
Yeah, I think so. I think when you look back at it, it's called a goal-scoring opportunity. The lads running away at an angle, and I'm not contesting that it's not a foul. But that's some goal-scoring opportunity from 3 yards inside our half with Colin Daniel at contact level. So, you know, he couldn't get it out quick enough, could he?
No, you're right. And the whole ground expected another red. That was a horrific challenge on Tom Aldred.
Well, I'm lucky we're not talking about him in hospital. It's as simple as that. And again, you just can't understand the decision. And then we have a clear-cut penalty where Mark Cullen goes and runs out for a short one, gets pulled, tripped, and it doesn't get given as a penalty, and the ref stops it and speaks to the lad.
Well, which tells us that he saw it.
I would argue that there's more contact there than there was when Raheem Sterling pulled Ryan Shawcross to the ground. And that's the consistency that we want. So I feel hard done by the rubber of the green, like you say, but pleased with how we've gone about it and disappointed with the result.
And given all those factors that we've already discussed, if you ever wanted to know, it wasn't going to be your day. Your big man up front chests it down, does the goalkeeper, and it was a magnificent clearance off the line as it's going in the net.
Very much so. And that's it. When you analyse the game and look at what we've done and what we've created, and you know, it's very difficult to level the blame at the players. They've kept going. And that was a pleasing thing, the character and the fight that they showed when we went down to 10 men, you know. And again, we've had one cleared off the line, like you say, with 10 men. So pleasing things from us to progress and keep working on. And, you know, we'll keep doing that for sure.
Going back to Jack Payne, we've seen him in the corner. Was he devastated to see the card?
Yeah, well, you know, it's his debut. He's desperate to do well. He's come and spoke to us and showed his desire and his commitment to come here. He's already sort of like got himself sorted with accommodation with his family. He just wants to make a success of his career, and, you know, he's devastated, like you say.